Working on a laptop close to the end of a job I've been doing since 10:30. I don't believe that it's frozen again.
Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. We're here. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is the first day of class.
It was. And I even went to one.
You went to class?
Yeah.
I didn't think you had class.
That hurt.
Picking on the bear.
Sips red wine.
5 seconds
judges
in.
Judges silently.
Before we start talking about stuff, we entered the entire scene with the gates by Da Vinci's Notebook, and after that, Mecha with the Star Wars title theme. That's a 1977
I love
number
that
one hit. Fun fact, that's a pop remake of the title theme. It's a Star Wars show. We should tell you. We're going to be doing Star Wars
facts.
We're going
to talk about Star Wars?
Yeah, we're going to do Star Wars facts. You know why
like
we
said
this?
We were going to do last week.
Well, no, we said we were going to continue it.
We did.
But we did.
Continue,
so this is the show that we... It's like the first promise we kept.
Wow.
I feel.
I feel like we're becoming loyal to our fans.
If you haven't guessed by now, because we're talking about Star Wars facts and everything, and we play geek music, this is the show where we drop knowledge on you in the form of news, reviews, content like that. And also, we play some music too, so that's going to be cool. It's not going to be all Star Wars music, because let's just face it, some of it's like really, really good, like amazingly good. We have some of that. Some
we
of
got
the
some
theme
good ones.
Star Wars stuff's really good too. But we're not going to play a lot of the orchestral stuff. We got some John Williams later on.
Yeah, we do.
You know, we got some MC Chris. So we're going
to
drop all
somehow
of
we managed to get him on the radio.
Somehow we managed to get
that was some work.
I know, right? But
I'm impressed.
But if you want to check our backlog of all the stuff that we've done, all the audio we've recorded, all the news and reviews and things that we've written and posted online, you can do that. There's a website, Bear. What is the website?
It is exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
Got to double tap the P. It won't work otherwise. We have social media as well. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, just tons of stuff. At least three things. You can get to all of them.
At least three things. Wow.
You can get
really?
To, that's true.
It is
Steam
fact.
Community, things like that. You can go to exppoints.com/social to get to our social media landing page.
Social geeks.
For some reason, on our social media landing page, we also have like Patreon and PayPal. So if you want to donate money to the show.
Because I like money.
You could totally do that. PayPal gets the money directly into our pockets. I guess my pockets. Actually, my bank account. So if you've been donating money, don't tell anybody. Don't tell Bear, certainly. It'll be like Atari,
you
Steve
jerk.
Jobs, and Wozniak. You're Wozniak.
Well, Wozniak's the smart one, at least.
You're Wozniak. You're the smarter one, and I die first, but I was richer, so whatever.
Anyway, hurts a little.
Steve MG over here. M Jobs. We also are on iTunes and Stitcher and online, so if you want to stream the audio, you can do it from the website. On your phone or whatever, you can do it from iTunes.
Your device that can connect to the internet.
Any internet-enabled device.
Which is pretty much every device now. I think toasters do it.
I know the same. At CES 2016.
Just happened.
There was a ton of stuff. And they have refrigerators with, like, full-blown entertainment systems in them.
Because that's what I need while I'm trying to decide what I shouldn't
eat. It's like Android-enabled, you know, fridge. I'm thinking, does it tell me if the light's on or not? Like,
you know, Android-enabled crap. I just went to the Coke machine that's Android-enabled, and I didn't realize that the OS had crashed.
Oh, is that
so
like
I just
Android
lost, like,
Pay
$3.
Or whatever?
I don't know. I just noticed that the Coke machine out there was running Android OS.
Oh, nice, nice.
And I know this because Andy was up, and he was making a sad face at me.
Aw, poor thing.
And I'm like, well, dang it. You
is
took my
Andy
money,
Android?
Andy. Yeah, Andy
Aww,
the Android.
He all broke
you. He took my money.
We are going to cut to two songs. We're going to come back. We're going to drop some knowledge about what we did last week, and then we're going to go into some Star Wars trivia. This is Foil by Weird Al Yankovic. And you know what? Let's throw Fed's Vet by MC Chris into the
spin
mix.
It.
So,
Do
so
we still spin
yeah,
things?
This is going to be, so Foil by Weird Al and then Fed's Vet by MC Chris. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points, the one and only place you can hear stuff like this on 90.9 FM.
KSLU.
I never seem to finish all my food.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Fed's Vet by MC Chris. Before that, Foil by Weird Al Yankovic. This is the section of the show.
It is a section.
It's a section
of the show.
A region of time.
That we have.
Bear, what did you do?
Tell me what you got. I
last
broke
week.
You. What did I do last week? I downloaded Undertale.
Nice.
Out of popular demand that I play it, because apparently the internet is going to murder me if I don't.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
And
that.
I have not yet played it, but I will give you a report next week on what I think. How about that? We'll see if we can get this roll of promises
Mr.
going.
Mr. Bear, I expect a report on my desk no later than next week.
Yeah, I'll remember to put the cover on the TPS report.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
And then I finally watched Minions, so yeah. I've been doing catching up.
And you said you watched Minions and you watched Gravity, right?
And Gravity, yeah, I watched Gravity.
What do you think of Gravity?
George Clooney in space. Is George Clooney in space?
He is the embodiment of cigar smoke and a fine brandy. And somehow, they put him in a space suit.
It was great. Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was a really good movie. Like I said, and George Clooney in his character, I just loved. That was my favorite character out of the whole thing.
Very cool. I need to watch it again because I don't.
Remember his name.
I remember him and Sandra Bullock, and that was it.
Well, so. That was pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
And then I did like how they actually showed the Soyuz capsules and stuff like that on the ISS, and so that was fun. And honestly, I just kind of chilled.
Very cool.
Classes were starting up this week. I needed to.
You were just kind of zoning out. I did literally the opposite.
what did you do?
So I'm teaching an extra class this semester. I'm teaching Computer Science 161. I've taught that for 2 years running. And I'm teaching.
This is an array, do a loop.
Yeah. It's real easy.
How far does that class go?
You go into arrays. So,
it ends on arrays.
Single dimensional arrays. That's where it ends on. But, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff in it that we cover. This is my first semester teaching systems administration, which I do as a job, so I feel like, it wouldn't be that hard. But when you do something as a job all the time, it's hard to, sometimes to start at the beginning. It's hard to start you got to assume these students don't know anything.
You already have systems to administrate. So.
Right. I already know how to administrate systems. So I it's hard. Anyway, I was working up a lot of stuff with that. I don't know if we have a book or whatever. And if any of my students are listening, I'm sorry in advance. But I also played some Witcher, The Witcher 3. Played
that
more
is
The Witcher
so surprising
3.
From you.
Dude, The Witcher 3 is such a good game. And I started to mod things out to make it look and run different ways and just kind of for fun. But I'm still going through Hearts of Stone, which was the latest DLC. They're having another DLC come out, I think, in February. And it's so very good. Catching up a little bit on Jessica Jones. I think I'm probably going to watch all of the rest of the episodes tonight. Give me some chicken and watch some Jessica Jones, or maybe some Chinese. Get some Chinese. Watch
really
Jessica
Chinese.
I don't know. I know you're on a diet. But
I really hate you.
I'm eating the food for you. Yeah. So that was about all I did. Honestly, I did. I think I played a little bit of Just Cause 3. I'm experimenting with putting games on SSDs. So, you get an SSD that's big enough to put the game on it, and then comparing how long it takes. Because some games, they don't really have a big benefit, like small games.
The load
time for a small game, it's going to be fast.
You and I were running the same issue because we were both run RAID 1 arrays. Correct?
Yes, and it was maxing out my disk whenever it was trying to read or write or anything. Yeah. It would replicate from disk one to disk to the other. So, definitely don't play games off of RAID 1 from Windows. Hardware RAID is good. And bad. It's good because Windows sees it as one disk to start out with.
Right.
But then if your hardware controller dies on your motherboard or whatever, then it dies. That's bad. So I'm eventually going to try to do network RAID, but that's going to be too slow. So maybe I was thinking eSATA. eSATA is pretty fast. But then, I still have to find some way to software RAID it together or hardware RAID it together.
RAID 5 or whatever?
RAID 5, minimum of three disks.
Three disks, yeah. I was thinking about trying something like that later.
So if you had three disks, say at 100 gigs or whatever, then you'd have 200 gigs of storage.
Right.
And you'd have single drive redundancy. I did a couple of geeky things, and I replaced a couple parts in an old MacBook that I've acquired, and replaced the battery, replaced the hard drive with an SSD, replaced some of the RAM,
This is an old Mac because you're able to replace these things.
Yeah. It is. It wasn't soldered on. So let's go ahead and cut to another two songs and come back and drop some knowledge, drop some facts.
This is
Airbrush by Anna Monoguchi, and then And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
You just heard And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. Before that, Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi Bear.
It is time
for some Star Wars talking.
Some talking to me about some Star Wars.
Some Star Wars. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I just showed MG the history, the Galactic Civil War.
Oh, man. Was so
you should
good.
YouTube that. It'll take me right back to at least to my high school classes when I studied about the Galactic Civil War.
Yeah, so that was done so well because, if Star Wars is effectively what you could do if you could make history fun.
If you could make history fun.
It followed a story of a couple people, yeah, sure. But, there was an entire revolution and
all over taxation.
It's all over taxation, apparently.
I totally got that.
I it's one of those overarching big deal stories that if you just read don't care about the characters, care about them as if they are like Civil War generals.
Yes.
Or wartime generals. Care about them in a very disconnected sense. Like you don't know about their romance. You don't know that they're brother and sister. That's like a one liner. Like and despite a budding romance, Luke and Leia discover that they were siblings.
And then they realize they're not in a Jar Jar or Martin novel and cut it off.
Yes, because that's not how it works. Anyway.
In a galaxy far, far away.
So that's really cool. We're going to talk about some of the facts, some of the fun trivia type things about Star Wars. We're going to leave out pretty much everything relating to Star Wars Episode 7. So no Force Awakens stuff, just in case.
So we're not going to spoil anything?
We're not going to spoil anything. We're not going to say anything about that. So if you haven't seen it, you're safe.
BB-8 is actually the new Sith Lord.
Bum, bum, bum. C-3PO's red arm literally has nothing to do with anything right now. So,
by the way, C-3PO has a red arm.
C-3PO has a red arm. No one knows why.
He doesn't at the end.
The gold one's in the cleaners. Anyway, we are going to talk about some of the trivial facts of the first six movies. So we are including the prequels. These are the cinematic universe for Star
Wars.
Including
them.
Prequels actually,
don't do this.
Okay,
to
you're
me.
Right. You're right. Let's start with the first one. It's sort of the obvious one. There was a pop version of the theme song. We played it at the very beginning.
Did.
It was by
Wasn't
Nico.
That really cool?
It was kind of neat. In fact, at the end, there's a PlayStation 1 game, Battle or whatever. It was a PlayStation 1, almost like a Soul Calibur-esque game, like a.
Oh no, that was Masters
of Toshinden,
yeah,
or Masters of something.
Something, yes, I love that game.
Battle Arena Toshinden. That's what I'm thinking of.
No,
Masters of something.
I'm gonna look it up.
It doesn't matter. At the end, after you beat it and you did something special, you got like a disco. Like party,
yes.
And that was the song that was playing in 1977. The title theme pop version of the theme song by Miko.
Terrakassi.
What?
Terrakassi? Am I reading that right?
Of Terrakassi, Masters of Terrakassi.
I don't know. I can't read.
It tells you to say.
I'm on English masters. I can't read.
Okay, well, whatever. Masters of Terrakassi.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for saying words. That was a really fun game, by the way.
It really is. It's one of the best Star Wars games, like fighting games that I've seen.
Lightsabers.
Nothing was super broken in that game either. I feel like it was very balanced.
I enjoyed it anyway.
Then again, that was the 90s.
I'm bad at games though.
Yeah. Well, and we're trying to remember. We're nostalgic pretty hard about that game right now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the numbers of actors that were on one of the most frequented scenes, Jabba's Palace. The entire Jabba's Palace scene took a staggering amount of actors. This is in Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Now, is this with the additional dancer?
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter. Plus one, minus one, still a ton of people.
Okay, fair enough.
42 extras. So right off the bat, 42 people just hanging around.
Just
chilling out.
Dude, I wish I could have been an extra for that. What's your job? Hang out in Jabba's Palace.
Listening to 42 extras. 18 primary cast members. So these are people that were principal cast members. These are people that literally they're in other shots in the scenes. Maybe they're 18 people that they could be Luke Skywalker, they could be Carrie Fisher, it could be Han Solo and Carbonite or whatever. It could be a ton of things, but it's 18 of those people. 10 puppeteers, which I assume are for Jabba and his crazy little stupid minion gear.
I know Jabba actually took several puppeteers. So.
Well, there were at least 10.
Yeah.
Then 9 mime artists. I don't know what a mime artist is.
Do you know what a mime is?
I know what a mime is. I know what an artist is. I can't imagine.
You take the two, you smash them together, and you have a mime artist.
I'm not going to... No, that doesn't make any sense.
Seems very French.
Or whatever. Yeah. And then 90 additional crew members.
There's just a few French guys hanging out on set is what it was.
nine French guys. They're not saying anything, but,
they're not saying anything. Somebody makes some
mimes. He's kind of weird, yes. There's 90 crew members in addition to that. So 90 crew members, 9 mime artists, 10 puppeteers, 18 cast members, 42 extras.
That's a lot of people.
And a partridge in a pear tree. in Jabba's palace scene.
What about the Rancor?
What?
Wasn't he claymation?
The Rancor?
Yeah, Rancor.
Oh, the Rancor. I'm like, the Rancor? I was thinking like Rancor. Rancor, like Marine Corps, oh. Dance Corps, Flag Corps, Color Corps. I'm like,
Java's Dance I'm Corps.
Like, what? The
big giant monster.
The Rancor. There was nothing to Rancor in there. Yeah, the Rancor. I think that was stop motion, yeah.
Yeah.
In episode 3, so we're going to the prequels, General Grievous was originally going to be a kid floating in a chair.
I, for some random reason, knew that, and that seems ridiculous.
I imagine in my head the old business kid in Akira, like the kid in the floaty chair that, like, instead of a wheelchair. I remember that. That's what I think of. But while we're on General Grievous, thankfully they didn't do that because no one would take that guy seriously.
Did anyone take the prequels seriously?
General Grievous wasn't a bad guy, I think. I mean, he was a bad guy, obviously, but I think he was pretty cool. He was the guy with all the lightsabers. He had, like, 6 lightsabers. So General Grievous is Koff. Is actually George Lucas
dying.
Pretty much. Yeah, he had like this really bad cough during the filming of episode 3, and he recorded it, and that's what we are hearing, which I think is pretty neat.
That is fun. That's an interesting little fact.
Man,
that was a bad cough, though.
Yes, like, it was a really bad cough.
Is he okay?
Yeah, I mean, he made it out. I mean,
they said he made it out, but did he really?
He made it out long enough to give it to J.J. Abrams and Disney. So good job, Mr.
Best
Lucas.
Best decision of his life.
No matter
Thank
what
you.
Anyone
I
says about
you.
The prequels, you finished
you
them. And
gave
now
them up.
We moved on. You didn't do those again.
Yeah.
In episode 6, so in Return of the Jedi, the final fight that's going on Endor to take down the shield generator so that they can destroy the Death Star, the number 2. That final battle with the Ewoks on Endor, that was originally going to be a giant army of Wookiees. That was the original plan, giant army of Wookiees. I don't know why they did Ewoks, because
Wookiees would have been fun.
Ewoks, I don't care. Look, I'm going to level with everybody real quick.
Level?
Ewoks, I don't know why they are here. I don't know why they chose
to
create them.
They are adorable.
I guess maybe they wanted to get that VHS tape in everyone's house.
They're adorable. That's why.
So anyway, fun fact, they got the giant battle with Wookiees at the end of episode 3 to save Yoda or to have the Clone War fight or whatever. That actually included a young Chewbacca, which was kind of cool, right?
Yep.
He's the one that helped Yoda go off to, I guess, Dagobah or whatever. Bad step down. You were in, you were in Coruscant. I think it was Coruscant with Jedi Council, and then now you're in like Dagobah Swamp,
Louisiana.
Pretty much
Louisiana.
But the interesting thing is that they never said that those things that were fighting on Endor were Ewoks.
I did
movie.
Not notice that.
They never said it
That's
in the movie.
That's hilarious to me.
So, yeah.
But I guess that came from other media.
Yeah, I think comic books, non-canon and canon books, maybe like the Christmas special.
What I did last Christmas week. I bored, bagged and boarded a lot of my comics instead of going to Comic Con. I should have said that in the proper section.
Yeah, in the proper section. Maybe.
Hey, look at me.
Breaking
new grounds here.
Let's talk about bodies.
Well, I mean, we could talk about mine for a while. But.
Oh, hello. So the body count in Star Wars.
Highest we're not talking about my body count.
Highest body count. In Star
FBI.
Wars, take a guess.
Love you guys.
Take a guess. Highest body count. Take a guess of the highest one and the number.
You already like nailed me on this because I can't include the new movie.
Yeah, there's no new
the
movie.
Testing of the Death
there's
Star.
No new movie, and there's no the testing of the Death Star to take down Alderaan.
Yeah, which was all of the
that
bodies.
That was all the people on Alderaan, and Alderaan wasn't a backwater planet. You know,
right.
Even if you kill Tatooine
still
has
a lot of people.
Tatooine has a lot of people on it. So let's assume that we're not taking those into account. Some unknowable
so
number.
So, like
on-screen deaths
in movie 30.
So you are correct. 30 in Empire Strikes Back. That is
there.
The lowest number.
Oh,
Empire Strikes Back has the lowest body count at 30 on-screen deaths.
That's a lot.
Episode 3 more than triples it. More than quadruples it. Actually, I think. Yeah. If
I guess so.
It doesn't more than quadruple it. I'm bad at math. It triples it to 115 in episode 3, which was kind of crazy. So that was ridiculous.
Man. Remember the time Porkins died?
Yeah.
How bad for
Porkins.
He
was a good guy. He was a good guy.
Unfortunate name.
Dak. Remember Dak?
Dak, yep.
So the working title for episode 6,
what you got?
Return of the Jedi, was actually Blue Harvest. So the Family Guy reference to Blue Harvest.
Okay.
That was
funny
because
cool.
That was the reference.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool name, knows. Working title. I like it.
This isn't funny. This is sort of ironic and hateful, but episodes 2 working title, episode after The Phantom Menace, was Jar Jar's Big Adventure. I'm not lying to you. I can't make it up. I'm gonna just. Moment of silence. Jar Jar's Big Adventure for episode two.
No.
Yep, that's what it was. I
reject your reality and replace it with my own.
You reject my reality. Well, I'm sorry, but that was it. That was true.
Dang.
So
mind balloon.
After A New Hope and after Empire Strikes Back, when it was coming up to decide who was going to direct Return of the Jedi,
Yar.
George Lucas wanted Steven Spielberg to actually direct that one. And Steven Spielberg wanted to direct it as well, but because of Spielberg's affiliation with what's called the Directors Guild, it's this big group of directors in Hollywood, they couldn't do it because George Lucas, was part of the Directors Guild, and then he left under like really bad terms, like, you know.
Drops mic, walks off stage.
Creative differences, he was creative, they were different. You know, so
sure, we'll go with that,
so,
George.
Because of that, Spielberg couldn't take part in his project. But later on in episode three, Spielberg did help out with some of the scenes, some of the final fight scenes and things like not final fight the game, but final fight in the movie.
you think
it was a pretty good movie though. Or a pretty good game though.
He thinks it's funny.
So yeah, that was pretty nice. It was good. I don't know that George Lucas Spielberg is good at fight scenes. I can't think of any fight scenes that like come out in my mind that was like, oh man, that was definitely a Spielberg fight scene. I'm super glad Spielberg did that and not
that fight scene,
not everybody
though.
That's been developing or been directing the Transporter movies or something. Like I don't know what makes it a Spielberg fight scene, but apparently it was good. Not good enough to win any awards though, because it was episode three. Speaking of episode three.
We're still on this.
Highest number of digital effect shots in Star Wars, with the exception of number seven. I don't know the numbers on that yet, but
there's a lot of actual good things in seven.
Effects.
Practicals. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Maybe this is why, because I want to tell you, they used over 2,200 digital effect shots in episode three. That's more than one and two put together, combined.
Which is
a lot. In comparison, episode four, New Hope, only had 350 digital shots.
Okay.
Only 350, and that was like back in the day. That was like 1970s shots. But despite having that many digital effect shots, episode three is the only Star Wars that did not receive an Oscar nomination for Best Visual Effects Department. Ridiculous.
Oh, that's great.
I know, right?
You just broke me.
While we are on digital effects, this is pretty cool. There are no live action actors in episode three for clones. All the clone soldiers are completely CGI. Every one of them.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Every clone soldier in episode three, completely CGI. None of them are actually real people. That means that none of the equipment that they were wearing ever got produced. So like there's
crazy.
People are saying like, oh yeah, 1977 versions of A New Hope Stormtrooper outfits still exist. They're really expensive.
Right.
But then they changed the way they made them in Empire Strikes Back. And then they changed the way they made them again in Return of the Jedi. So none of that happened in episode three.
Wow.
It was fully CGI.
You can't actually get one.
Which
that's crazy.
I guess that's why there's so many, like the digital effect count is so high, because digital effects.
Which
was kind of neat.
I guess that's a word.
Take a guess.
It was a good experiment. I'll give them that.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that they were CG, but it didn't really, I didn't notice that they were, there was no super uncanny valley because they have helmets on.
Right. Well, in general, though, CG to me, you need to use it to accent live action just to kind of airbrush it, make it a little better. I don't really believe in replacing scenes with CG.
No, me neither.
Because you get too disconnected from it.
Right.
It looks weird.
Speaking of replacing scenes with CG and then not replacing scenes with CG, sometimes these guys, the visual effects guys, got super creative, right? So in Empire Strikes Back, they were flying a lot in space. That's sort of Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
There was the asteroid field in Empire Strikes Back.
Are you going to say the thing?
I think I am.
Go
so
and say the thing.
One asteroid was a potato.
Potato, yes.
Another asteroid was a shoe.
Okay, that I didn't know.
Which was really
I knew about
cool.
the potato.
Apparently, the shoe was thrown in because one of the animators got really annoyed at George Lucas started requesting adjustments to every sequence, to that sequence. So he was like, "Whatever, I'll throw my shoe in." So it was really cool. Like, and that was an awesome scene. Like,
yeah,
there's you
I
know,
like that
it was
it
all practical
movies.
Effects too, which was great.
Yeah, I knew about the potato, did not know about the shoe.
Speaking of practical effects and just the authenticity of these types of movies, the sets in a lot of Star Wars are dirty. They're like, some of them are really clean. Like the Death Star sequences are super clean.
Right.
The Tatooine and like the on the planet sequences are really dirty though.
Actually, was that the first? Was that Star Wars Episode 4? Whenever they first entered, I think it was because they got on the Death Star.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then whenever there's a group of stormtroopers walking under one of the doors, one of them hits his head on the door.
Yes, that was just a movie mistake that they couldn't take out.
It was great.
The scenes on like the Death Star are always pretty nice.
Yeah, very clean.
It's like a military complex. And then on Tatooine, very, very dirty. But for these scenes that were super dirty, the people that were coming like and cleaning up the areas like with the donut trays and everything for the staff members, they were also cleaning the sets. So when they would clean the sets, George Lucas would freak out and goes, stop cleaning my sets. I need it to be really dirty. So in true director fashion, actually taking a lot of influence from Thunderbird's director, he would actually throw dirt on the scenes. And anything that he could, he would artificially dirty up to try and make it look as live as possible. So like R2-D2, the models that the guy would get in for R2-D2, they would literally roll them around and kick them in dirt.
Yeah,
to try to like dirty them up.
Such a fun job.
Couple more and then we're done.
See about a shiny robot? Make it dirty.
So, yeah, make it dirty.
Dirty.
I guess at the end they would just shine him up again.
I guess.
In these movies, whenever you are writing a movie, it goes through several iterations. I think that's something that people should understand.
Writing in general, yes.
You know, writing in general, you start with a concept, and the concept's very big, and you may have like a ton of pieces that are moving to it.
I'm going to write a story.
Right. I'm going to write a story. It's going to be about magic. And then you're like, okay, the magic's more like a religion. Okay, the religion's more like the Force. And the Force is actually a crystal. The crystal's sort of like the Holy Grail. Oh, actually, it's going to be like energy that flows through all of us.
And then we're going to say, lol, midichlorians.
And then midichlorians, yeah. So that was actually sort of how A New Hope sort of came about. Whenever he was storyboarding and writing, I guess in the process of like orchestrating and writing A New Hope, the Force was actually something called the Kyber crystal, which was this holy grail that you could acquire, physical object called the Kyber crystal. But that's not like the only crazy thing, right?
Okay.
Luke, Uncle Owen, all of his relatives, they were like dwarves. I'm not making this up.
What?
They were dwarves. And Han Solo was like a swamp thing green monster with gills and no nose and really weird. Like it was going to be this crazy dark crystal sort of
never-ending
story crazy show all thrown together. And
what happened?
They didn't do that.
They just didn't.
And an interesting turn, though, Han Solo, originally going to be this green swamp thing of a monster or whatever, he changed his mind. He was like, all right, I wanted to be a black man. So Billy Dee Williams, who actually played Lando Calrissian? Lando Calrissian. He went ahead and he auditioned for the thing. Didn't get it, obviously. Then George Lucas was like, okay, it could be a white guy, I guess. And then Jack Nicholson tried for it. Harrison Ford obviously tried for it. Nick Nolte tried for it. Huh. And then Christopher Walken tried for it.
Really?
Can you imagine Han Solo like portrayed by Christopher Walken? That would be...
Oh, that is great. That'd be insane. That's great. Wow.
Final fact.
What else are you going to hit me with tonight?
Well, not final fact, but so there is a really repeated line in Star Wars. Do you know the repeated line?
May the Force be with you?
No. That's not the repeated line. Everybody, it's not the same person saying it. It's different people saying it. Do you know what it is? I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, okay.
It was said by Luke in 4. It was said in 5.
I should have known that.
It was said in 5 by Leia, and then C-3PO in 6. And Han Solo repeated it, and a bunch of people repeated it. They even did it in the prequels. They continue to say it. So, and I can't remember. I think Finn says it in Episode 7.
Yeah, I think it was Finn.
You know, when they're in a bad place or whatever. But, yeah, so that was really, really funny. The lightsabers, the sound effects in general were the product of sound editor Ben Burtt. Burtt was a genius at the time. In fact, R2-D2's, the whistles that R2-D2 does, that's, believe it or not, baby sounds that they made sound electronic. Chewbacca, all the growls and everything that... I can't dude, you do a really good one, and that's actually very ironic and not staged, everybody, because most of the sounds are layered versions of animals, mostly bears.
Boom.
I tricked him into doing this bear thing.
Man, you got me.
Final fact.
Bears make best Wookiees.
Final fact.
We're basically Wookiees already.
It's no lie. George Lucas did a lot of non-English name stuff to get the names for his characters. For instance,
yes.
In the Dutch language, the word for father he used to create Darth Vader. The Sanskrit word for warrior he used to create Yoda. But it didn't stop at the character names. Believe it or not, John Williams, who is in charge of like the music.
In case you didn't know,
John Williams, really cool. We're actually going to play a song from him. He used Sanskrit, a Sanskrit translation of a Welsh manuscript in the chanting parts of Duel of the Fates. So specifically, they're chanting the translated lines of "Under the tongue root a fight most dread, and another raging behind in the head."
Wow. So I will say Duel of the Fates is, in my opinion, the one good thing to come out of the prequels.
Yes, except that the prequels ended. That was a good thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play Duel of the Fates, and we're going to come back and end out the show. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We'll catch you after the break on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard John Williams with Duel of the Fates. That's off of Star Wars. I think Episode 1, Phantom Menace, which was a really good... that was like, and I think you said the best thing to come out
of
the prequels.
Yeah, I think it was the greatest thing out of the prequels.
We are out of time.
Such a good song.
But yeah, it was a really
good
song.
I want to talk more.
I remember that was the only reason to actually play the PlayStation 1 Episode 1 game, because you had like a behind the scenes part of it that would like show you the orchestra doing it.
Oh man, there was a really good PlayStation game where you got to fly the Millennium Falcon everywhere.
Oh,
and
X-Wing Alliance.
It was not. I don't remember.
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. I actually am really into those like good old game, like, you know, the Star
Wars
game.
I wish I knew the name of that. It was really cool because they actually use like live action video for cutscenes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just Google around. You'll find it.
They did that with like MechWarrior. MechWarrior 4, I think, did that.
MechWarrior
3 was the best one.
The intro to MechWarrior 3 was amazing. My favorite intro to a video game. I'm going to say that.
Wow.
Boom. It beat Half-Life for me.
Wow. Ho. Well, that was big.
As far as interest
January 13th, Bear said something pretty
profound. It happened.
We're out of time.
Apparently.
Again. It but happens. You know what? Next week, we are going to be here again. So
I
hopefully
promises.
You will, too. It'd be great to see you again, or it'd be great for you to hear us again.
I must say, I can't even hear you.
Yeah.
Are you there?
If we could put...
Are you alive? Are you okay?
Are you
alive? I think you're fine.
What? It's like some weird, like... Android movie, like, are you alive? How do you know?
Help,
anyway,
I'm trapped in a radio station.
Listen, hey, we love what we do, and we wouldn't do it without people like you. So thank you again for listening to our show, listening to us just crazily talk about things. We aren't going to leave you broken and desperate with no music, though.
We got
some songs.
No, we're
going to
drop them beats.
For you. So it's going to work out. We're going to do
gonna
it.
Drop?
We're going to at least two have, the words.
Words.
We're going to at least
how
have
do
two
you
songs.
Even?
Before
at
we,
least one.
Before
Maybe
yeah, we're gonna have two songs. Before we do that, let's talk about the website. Bear, what is the website?
In case you missed it at the beginning of the show, you can go over to exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
Over at exppoints.com, we've got our news, reviews, our audio, all that stuff. We also have our social media. If you go to exppoints.com/social, you could hook us up on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Steam Community, all that stuff. Definitely like, subscribe, and do whatever. I think we also have our YouTube channel, which we need to update. We haven't done much for it, but we will.
By we, he means he.
Yeah,
because I do all the work.
It'll
here.
Happen.
I'm sure he knows.
Anyway,
that.
We are going to leave you with two songs. This is "This Gigantic Robot Kills" by MC Lars, and we're going to end with one we haven't played in a while, "Milky Ways" by Boss Fight. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We'll catch you next time on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone,
90.9 FM KSLU.
Billy built a robot in his parents' garage because he had a list of problems that he needed to solve. He said, I'm sick of the hill.
What else when tables? Tables. Yeah.